This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Oh. Welcome to episode 182 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 31st of March, 2012. Tech Webcast recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And welcome with Brad, Steve, Brian, Jacob, and Vincent.
Hello, Stephen. How are you, mate?
Doing good.
Good to have you back on today's episode, episode 182. We did episode 181 yesterday with Dylan Lewis. Check that one out. That's great. Chatting with Dylan Lewis, myself and Vincent Brand was on that show, on that episode. Good one. And talking of Vincent. Hey, Vincent, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Hi, guys.
Good to have you on. We got Brian on. Hey, Brian.
Hello, hello.
And also we got Jacob from the podcast Overlord. Hey, Jacob, what's up, mate?
I'm doing fine. Good. And how is everybody else?
Good, good, good. We're all good. Sound like you're on a walkie-talkie. all right. Well, let's get into some news stories with Vincent first. Vincent, what's been going down with some news stories, mate?
Well, there's a couple of news stories I picked up today. You know, in the past month or two, we've seen Apple get into a bit of trouble with security on their iOS platform. With stories of some apps having the ability to turn on camera and mic, and the whole thing with the address book and apps taking address book data without users knowing.
Yep.
And then Apple released its own firewall. If you go into general, in the settings, into general and restrictions, you'll see a whole new section. Well, now the Defense Signals Directorate, which is really, it's called the DSD for short. It's basically the intelligence agency for the Australian government, of the Department of Defense. They've certified iOS 5 for government use by government agencies. So now that means the new iPad and iPhones and iPod Touches can be used in the government agencies. So obviously, their issue is security, because they want to ensure that no government secrets get out. So they've released a pretty good PDF guide called Hardening Guide for iOS 5, and you can link to it, or you can download it from the news story, which maybe we can put in the show notes. So I haven't read it yet. It's really long, but there seems to be really a lot of good tips in there, in that PDF, about tightening up security for your iOS 5. Some of the things it talks about is disabling Siri's ability to be used from the lock screen, and other things about protecting mail and your contacts. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, great story. Steve, let's get your view on that first story. Steve, what's your view?
Actually, I do. I have a question for Vincent, because I was thinking prior to iOS 5 that maybe the government authorized to use it before, but when iOS 5 came up, then they had to recertify it, or do you know or remember if it was previously?
Yeah, this is has actually been under evaluation for the past year, and it has only just been okayed. So actually, in the document, I did read a bit of it. It says that obviously, as the iOS keeps changing, we're already up to, 5.1 or?
Yeah, 5.1, yeah.
5.2 is
5.1.
5.2 is rumored to be coming out soon.
Okay.
So, it obviously, excuse me, this is going to be something that they'll have to keep on top of because I imagine the security will change a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, each new version, yes.
Mm, mm.
When do you reckon we'll expect to have the 5.2 out, Vincent?
Oh, I don't know. That's just rumoured that I heard. I don't really know anything about it.
All right, Brian, what's your view on this story, man?
It sounds pretty cool that a government agency is having not heard about much from the Australian government, approving this. It is kind of cool that they are approving using Mac devices and stuff. So
I've got something to add to that I just thought about. I know here in America that the U.S. Air Force is now, they bought 18,000 iPads to use on their military aircraft for like flight manuals and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's being adopted, yeah.
It's a lot lighter than taking a big backpack. They actually have one of those wheelie luggage things that they bring all their manuals with them. When you see the pilot boarding the plane, that thing that he's dragging behind him isn't his luggage, that's all his flight manuals. So so to replace iPad.
I did a job at a hotel to do a refresh, PC refresh, and it was right next to Cincinnati International Airport, and I was talking with some of the pilots who were going around, and one of the guys showed me the inside of his bag, and it's stuffed with all these different manuals and stuff. Because I had heard like a few days before that United or something, they were switching all to iPads now, so they can get better coverage and more up-to-date stuff.
Okay. All right, let's move to the next story. Vincent, what's been happening? Another story, mate, you got there, about PlayStation?
Yeah, there's another story I just found this morning. Was SBS demands to be on PlayStation 3. So the SBS on-demand streaming service that they have is now going to be optimized for viewing on PlayStation 3, available today.
Sweet. And what's your view on SBS? Do you watch SBS at all, do you, Vincent? Or?
Oh, I love SBS. It's my second favourite channel after ABC.
Yeah, mine would have to be 7, mate, ABC 24, Go, and 11. They're pretty good channels to watch on Freeview.
Well, SBS has got a pretty good app. It's nowhere near as good as iView or iPlayer.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for.
That's some kind of SBS
iPad app that will do the same.
I agree. I rang SBS the other day. I'm not sure what's the best to say, but they are working on it, and it should be out very soon.
Yay!
The SBS On Demand is great. I love that SBS. It's so cool. It comes in handy so much. Having that on the iPad and the Xbox, mate, that's going to be fantastic.
Mm.
But at the moment...
SBS only for like Australian or the UK?
It's only for Australian only. Australian only.
Oh,
it's a channel for Australian over. Australian, yeah. So,
lucky you.
So if you want to watch some SBS stuff and you're on Xbox 360, get the app on the SBS. Great app to use for Australian people, and I hope to see it on the iPad very shortly. So Steve, have you got any new stories you want to speak about?
Oh shoot, let me see here. Not offhand. Well, I don't know. I've been hearing this thing about these new SIM cards. They're trying to make a new standard. I guess they call it nano SIM.
Okay. Mm.
I guess where they're trying to shrink it down, from the regular SIM card. Because I guess nowadays these cell phones are getting smaller, so they got to use, of course they want to cram more hardware in there instead of, using bigger SIM cards.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys heard anything about that or not, but
I did see some story about some sort of SIM card being remade or something on a website, but I can't remember which one it was. I think it was The Verge, I think it was.
Well, I think actually most of the SIM card is actually really not needed. It's just really the cardboard container, and then the actual smart chip that contains all your SIM information is just really a lot smaller. So
yep, definitely. All right. Well, what else has been happening, Vince? Any other news stories you want to speak about, mate?
No, nothing that comes to mind.
All right, nothing. All right. We had a chat with Dylan Lewis yesterday, mate. How was that? Did you enjoy chatting with him?
Yeah, that was fun. It's always good to listen to Dylan.
It is.
So it's fun to be in a podcast with him.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, let's talk about next week's show. Next week, Steve, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Yeah. I got my aspirin too in case I needed that. I got, you know, extra here.
All right. Well, here you go. Next week is going to be daylight savings as from tomorrow, so we'll be going back an hour later. So it'll be
yay. That means we get a long weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one hour extra.
Damn. Okay, cool. All right, next week, we're going to do a Hangout on Air tomorrow as from next Saturday, Hangout on Air, Tech Webcast episode 83. Myself, Steve, Vincent, and whoever's going to be on there, we're going to be doing a Hangout on Air. So there'll be no, I don't think there'll be any broadcasts from you, Steve, but after that, you'll be actually back on air after that. Is that cool with you, or?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to do that. Okay, yeah, we can do that.
We're just going to give that a trial run and see how it goes and that sort of stuff. And if we like it, we'll keep doing it. But, you know, I've got Hangout on Air, so I want to use that as much as I can, you know? So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it seems to be okay. Well, it depends. Are you going to make it private? Because you might have other people jump in.
Well, that's the thing. I can make it private, mate. And you know, other people can watch it. So, you know, other people can watch it and that sort of stuff. And yeah. All right. So, Jacob, what are your views on them stories? Sorry, mate. I'm sorry to left you out, but we got carried away. What's going on, Jacob? What's your views on this?
It's okay, Brad. Basically, what I was going to say...
Go ahead, mate.
It goes with the new PlayStation 4 that they're going to... It's a rumor, but... It's rumored to not allow any used games.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
As well as the new Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, Jake, just go back to...
If that happens... it's going to be over for them, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, next week, hanging on air live on Google Plus. So if you want to come and watch that, it'll be in the stream there. So come and watch it. So there'll be no actual live tech webcast live on Justin TV next week. It will be on Google Plus. So Steve, how about that's okay with you?
Yeah,
and,
that's fine.
And we'll still be doing the video version as well. There'll still be a video version on Blip TV and also on TiVo. And we'll give that a go and see how we like it. What else is it? Brian got a boxy box today. Brian, what's up with the boxy box?
It's this little weird-looking cube that is supposed to free you from the clutches of the cable companies and stuff. And as of right now, since I've only had it for an hour and a half,
yeah,
it seems really cool. Okay. Though it does need improvement, like for Hulu Plus. So executives of Hulu Plus, please just get it on Boxy Box. You know, stop your bickering, find a common ground, and just get your product out there, because that's how you make people happy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't waste my time.
Mm. Well, you know, you don't really need Hulu Plus. Well, you probably, if you want on there, it's going to come on there soon. But you know, there's other way you do watch. There's other apps on there, mate.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know, I mean, I have it on my Xbox. I have it on my PlayStation. It's just, you know, then I have to switch to that one, and you know, it gets complicated and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I have it on my TV too. So.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Steve, what you've got a boxy box. What's your view on the boxy box? Do you like it?
Oh, to tell you the truth, you know, I need to update it because I haven't done that in a while. And because my live TV dongle doesn't work with my cable TV for some reason, and so hopefully maybe that'll fix it or something.
Yeah, well, I hope so, yeah. I hope so. I hope that does get fixed. I was going to ask Vincent a question. So, Vincent, what's your view on the Hangout on Air? Have you been viewing any Hangouts on Air lately, or...?
Well, it's brilliant. I would love to have the service myself, but we can only wish and cross fingers and wait. It's brilliant, of course. Obvious sort of extension to the Hangouts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ability to record them and open them up to more than 10 people. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, definitely. I agree on that. Now, give us a brief rundown on what you do and that sort of stuff.
What you mean with Hangouts?
No, what you do. What sort of website you're on, have and that sort of stuff.
I'm a web developer, freelancer.
Yep.
And I also do small business promotion. So
nice.
My website is vintuitive.com. So rush over there and check it out.
Definitely. Check it out.
It's got lots of good stuff, a little bit of interactive stuff, some Easter eggs up in the top left-hand corner if you can just click on those. Mm-hmm. I make websites for small businesses.
Nice, good stuff. I love the webcams on that site. Great webcams.
Yeah, I've just added a few more. So there's, I don't know, I haven't even counted them, but there's about 10 or more webcams that you can check in to have a live view of what's going on in Adelaide.
Good stuff.
And on the side view, there's a little Twitter stream that'll also keep you up to date with what's happening, what people are saying in Adelaide.
Good stuff.
And a little Flickr slideshow underneath that.
Nice, nice. Also, in Melbourne in Adelaide and I think in Sydney as well, in Brisbane, they had a photo walk today.
Yeah, Australia-wide, of course.
Let's talk about
that
for a minute. What was up with that, mate? Do you know much about that?
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of buzz about it in the months leading up to it.
Yeah.
I was considering getting involved, but my camera's a little bit old. But, no, it's, you know, I'm just, I'm more of a viewer than a photo taker.
Yeah.
And I do love looking at photos of Adelaide and Australia. I also actually run a few websites in Northern Territory, and so you know I'm always on the lookout for photos from around Australia to share.
Good stuff. Yeah, no, apparently it went really well and people went and stuff. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I've been keeping up. There's a few being posted on Google Plus.
Yeah,
so do a search for what's the hashtag.
Photo walk, I think it is.
The photo walk down under, I think.
Something like, yeah, something like that. All right, well, let's get into the app of the week. Let's start with Vincent. You got one, have you, Vincent?
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you've heard of this, but I've loved it for years. It's called Skitch, and okay. I've been using it on the Mac for years.
Yep.
It's developed by an Aussie guy. I can't remember his name, but he's recently sold it to Evernote.
Okay.
So now, you know, the Evernote have brought it into their range of apps. So it's really good. Basically, it lets you annotate pictures. So if you take a screenshot, I find this is really good for using with my clients in a professional sense.
Yep.
So I'll take a screenshot of a website I'm making, maybe point it out with some arrows and some annotations, hit the upload button. It gives a link. It basically just uploads it to the Skitch servers, and then you share that link with your client or your friend or whoever. The thing about it, I mean, you know, obviously what's so good about that, I can take pictures and I can put them in Photoshop and add annotations. This thing just makes it so much easier, and it's really, really simple, really easy to figure out, no learning curve at all. Well, now they've also got an iPad version, so you know, the iPad version is really good because you can take photos and annotate them and then share them with your friends sort of within a matter of seconds.
Cool. All right, we'll get that up. Yeah. Sketch, I've actually used it before. It's a great app. I've used it on the iPad before, but I haven't got a chance to get it back on there. But I actually had a chance to use it. It's a great app and recommend it.
And it's free.
And it's free, yeah. It's a really great app. What about you, Steve? Have you got an app of the week?
Don't really have an app of the week, but I'm kind of waiting on yours, which I don't know if you can do one on Touch TV. Or...
Yes, yeah, that, I haven't forgotten that. That was coming up very soon. In after my, I've got two. I've actually got two Touch TV and another one. But let's get to Jacob before that. So, Jacob, what's your app of the week before we get into my two?
Mine is called Kart Rider Rush. Well, this game used to be on the PC. Then they took it off there. Then I don't know what happened. It was off for years.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they pushed it to the iPod. And it's a good game.
Okay, cool.
You have to get used to the control system.
Okay, is that a free app?
Yeah, it's free.
All right, thanks, mate. Thanks. Appreciate your time. Thanks, mate. You can go back to your mic. Your mic now, mate. Thanks. You do that. It's very noisy. All right, so my app, my two apps is one called Vivo HD. It's a music app for the iPad, new iPad. You can watch any music app, music video on there. It's pretty cool. Eminem and that sort of stuff. And you can
where are the videos sourced from?
Vivo.
Oh, okay.
That's a channel on YouTube. But unfortunately, it's not available in Australia, so I had to get that from the US iTunes. But we won't get into that. So yeah, it's a great app. Get it if you're in the US and that sort of stuff. And if you need the music, it looks good and looks nice on the iPad. So yeah, it's a free app as well, HD. And yeah, what about you, Brian? Have you got any other apps you want to recommend?
I have one game that I've enjoyed playing both on Android and iOS. It is called Osmos HD, at least for the iPad, but the game itself is called Osmos.
Nice.
The whole idea is that it's kind of, you're like a single-celled organism and you have to tap the screen in order to make your little character move forward in a direction to absorb smaller creatures and stuff. And the music is what really sells it. This is the beginning and stuff. So, I mean, it's almost techno without it being, you know, doom, 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 doom.
Yep.
But it, you know, it's really relaxing and stuff, and cool. it gets really fun to do this and stuff. So, but it's on Android, it's on iOS for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and stuff. I'll turn that down. But it gets really exciting.
Cool. So, all right, that's a free app as well, also, isn't it?
I think it is paid. I can't remember. I think I got it through Amazon App Store for free, and then it's like, I would say like $3.
All right. But, all right, let's move on to the next free app, Touch TV, which we all have. I think Vincent has it, Steve has it, and Brian has it, and myself has it. Steve, yep. What's your view on it first before I get into mine?
I don't know. It's not like, it's not really a complaint, but I think it's just, you can only see clips, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see like full versions. Of course, that's what they had to do to make it free, which I think that was their primary, motivation. So, you know, they can only play clips vice, perhaps, you know, full episodes. But of course, using that, you could probably discover new television shows. I don't know if it's movies per se, but...
Yeah, I think it's just all TV shows off different channels over there, which is quite good. I hope they'll be adding some more channels very soon on that app. Me personally, I love it. I use it all the time. I love it. I can airplay it to my Boxy Box and watch it on my TV, and looks really good. And a few of them don't really work over here. I don't know, I'm not sure why, but... most of them work for me, and Vincent, what about you? What's your view on that, mate?
Well, I found it to be similar. My complaint would be similar to Steve's, is that it's just a lot of ads. That I couldn't really find any full shows as such.
Okay.
And also, all of the shows are really nothing I'd be interested in. So the content is... leaves a lot to be desired. I think they need to add a lot more channels.
Oh yeah, I think they will. That's coming, mate. Don't worry about that. That is coming, mate. That is coming. That is coming.
Maybe they'll be able to add, like, you know, if it gets popular enough, maybe add full episodes. Obviously, probably have to be paid content, but you know, that might be something for the future.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens. What about you, Brian? What's your view on the app?
It is really nice, though. I'm with Steve that, you know, as of right now, it is not, you know, superb, because basically this is coming from the TV and movie producers who really would love to see you just buy the movies at $15 a pop type thing, but so they're giving you a taste of it. Hopefully, with Hulu, it gets more popular and they'll figure out how to make it cheap enough. But if they make it free, watch full episodes, great.
Yeah.
But if they do it like Hulu, $8 a month, that's decent.
Yep. There's so many other apps like it that they've got a lot of competition. Like Juiced, for example, which has been around for years, has a whole lot more content.
What is Juiced, by the way? What is it? Is it
something? Very, very similar thing. Just a video watching app. Go and download it. JOOST.
Is it got channels on there and stuff in there?
Yeah, heaps of channels, heaps. And like I say, it's been around for years. It was one of the first online shows. Video services that offered content, unlike sort of user-generated stuff like YouTube and Vimeo. This was one of the first that I saw anyway, that came out, so it must have been around 2007, I think.
Is that available in the Australian App Store?
Oh, it's in the general App Store, yeah, I think. Yep.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I've checked it out.
I just want to plug a little thing about Osmos. I see it on Android for $3.
Oh, okay.
Just making me aware.
Cool as, mate. Cool as. All right. Well, this has been. Anything else you want to add before we go, Steve or Vincent or Brian or Jacob?
Oh, is the Touch TV available for Android? I'm guessing it's just for the.
For iPad only at the moment.
Okay.
And the person from Touch TV said they may be on soon. I'm not sure when.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. All right, Steve, any last word before we go, mate?
No, that's it.
That's it. Vincent, any more words, mate? Where can we find you on Twitter and stuff?
Vintuitive.
All right, yep.
And you can find me on everything else as Vintuitive.
All right, cool. And you can find me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast, Facebook Tech Webcast, and on Google Plus Tech Webcast if you want to leave some stuff there. Steve? Where can they find you, mate?
Of course, on Twitter, chatterbox_live and JustinTV /Linux Cool Dude.
Cool as, buddy. And Brian?
On Twitter, at Brian Boer, and at my little small business of Modern Day Comps.
Woohoo. Plug away.
and I'm going to try to build a Facebook page if I can find the time and direction.
That will take you 2 seconds to do, mate. Jacob Jones, where can they find you?
At the Podcast Overlord.
Oh my god, that is so annoying, that sound. You can just fuck off right now with that sound. All right, Vincent, you're a legend, mate. Thanks for filling in for Jason. Steve, you're a legend, as always. And Steve, don't forget Blip TV. Upload to Blip TV, don't forget to do that.
Yep, gonna do that too.
Cool as, mate. Can't wait. Hopefully be on TV this time. All right, any last words before we go? Vincent, you want to say anything, mate, before we go?
No, other than happy long weekend.
Yep, daylight savings as from tomorrow. We'll go back 1 hour. So, yeah. Steve, don't forget, we're back in 1 hour. So this time next week, it will be nearly 1 p.m.
Yep, time zone change.
Yep, but we'll still do it 1 p.m. my time.
Okay.
But yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jacob, Brian, Vincent, Steve, and everyone else who's watching this the live video stream. Is that it? Is that it? You don't want to say anything else?
Nope.
That's it.
Hello from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest-running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind exposed. expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.